This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 498 for Friday, July 28th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are lower on Friday, being pulled back by a sell-off throughout the commodities. At the final settlement, the November canola contract gives up $14.40 at $809.10 per ton, and the January contract loses $14.10 at $811.70 per ton. Despite the sell-off, canola remains above its support level of $800 per ton. Pressure on the Canadian oilseed is coming from losses in the Chicago soy complex, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil. Global crude oil prices are slightly higher, providing a little bit of support to the vegetable oils. With 1 week left in the 2022-23 crop year to report on, the Canadian Grain Commission says producer deliveries of canola are 18 million tons versus the nearly 13.9 million a year ago. Canola exports hit 8 million tons, better than last year's 5.6 million. Domestic usage exceeds 10 million tons, up from the 9.2 million this time last year. The Canadian dollar is lower on Friday afternoon. The loonie slips to 75.53 U.S. cents, compared to Thursday's close of 75.75. The United States Department of Agriculture reports three more flash sales of new crop soybeans. One is for 413,000 tons to unknown destinations, the second is for 325,000 tons to China, and the third is 171,500 tons to Mexico. The latest findings of the U.S. Drought Monitor places 53% of the soybean crop in drought, up 3 points from last week. The corn is 59% in drought, up 4 in a week. The North Dakota Crop Tour pegs the spring wheat at an average 47.4 bushels per acre. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Friday. The November contract gives up 15.5 cents at 13.82.5 per bushel. September soy oil reverses course to lose almost 0.2 cents at 65.64 U.S. cents per pound. September soy meal is down $9.40 at $433.60 per short ton. Corn is weaker as its September contract is down 12 cents at $5.21 per bushel. Oats are slightly lower, with its September contract dipping 0.75 cents at $4.25. The U.S. wheat complex is lower, with Chicago September foregoing 8.5 cents at $7.04. Kansas City September falls 10 cents at $8.56. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September loses a nickel at $8.99. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Friday, July 28th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.